Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Chairperson. Excellencies, heads of state and government. Esteemed leaders of delegations, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. Firstly, allow me, Chairperson, to congratulate the Director General of the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations for convening this all-important summit. We are participating as South Africa here with a sincere hope that this gathering will mark a departure from the past by producing a clear program of action with measurable targets and monitoring mechanisms to track progress. The past decade has witnessed an increase in the number of food security and agriculture summits. At these gatherings, commitments were made, even as recent as at May 2008 summit, which happened against a backdrop of food, finance, and fuel crisis. There, two commitments were made and a declaration adopted. In spite of these summits, the Food and Agriculture Organization State of Food Insecurity in the World report estimates that the number of hungry people has increased to an unprecedented level of 1 billion in 2009. The figure is expected to increase further should there be no decisive action to reverse the trend within the context of meeting the 2015 Millennium Development Goals targets. It is even more obvious now that a radical solution is needed to alter the conditions of the majority in the world in light of the most devastating global economic meltdown ever experienced since the Great Depression. This summit comes in the wake of the recent G20 meeting, where leaders made a commitment to, among others, promote employment through structural policies, work to address excessive commodity price volatility by improving the functioning and transparency of physical and financial markets, and promoting a closer dialogue between producer and consumer countries. They further welcomed the swift implementation of the $250 billion trade finance initiative and reaffirmed a commitment to fight all forms of protectionism and to reach an ambitious and balanced conclusion to the Doha development round. More importantly, this summit precedes the next round of the WTO negotiations and the December Copenhagen meeting on climate change. Honorable ladies and gentlemen, agriculture and food production will be adversely affected by climate change with devastating effects on food security. Adaptation or mitigation will be costly but necessary for food security, poverty reduction, and maintenance of the ecosystems. As we look ahead to Copenhagen, we should be resolute in our commitment to create jobs, raise incomes, and improve food security through green economy without jeopardizing any country's right to exploit its natural endowments. There is indeed a proliferation of summits within and outside the UN system dealing with similar challenges of poverty, inequality, and global economic imbalances. Is it not time to ask who is connecting the dots, coordinating implementation, and assessing the impact? In a word, who is pulling together all these initiatives into one coherent response to the aforestated challenges? Excellencies, although there are some signs of recovery from the global economic crisis in certain sectors, it is important to emphasize that the majority of developing countries are far from recovery. In fact, sustained negative growth rates, together with historical imbalances, continue to reproduce worse forms of human suffering. As a result, we should caution against complacency and parochial solutions based on narrow vested interests. Accordingly, our leaders must give effect to their commitment to reform the international financial and economic institutions to properly reflect the interests of a sustainable and inclusive global economy. In fact, some of the global leaders gathered here have already made this undertaking in many fora within the UN system, as well as the G20 level. The volatility of agricultural commodity prices demands of us to move faster to conclude a truly developmental Doha round that would lead to a real and substantial reduction in trade and production distortions. To this end, we add our voice to the call for the speedy conclusion of the Doha Development Round negotiations. Conclusion of these negotiations must necessarily lead to a concrete and comprehensive response to the difficulties experienced by developing countries in accessing markets in the developed world and to protect the competitiveness of farmers from the developing countries. For as long as we fail to conclude these negotiations, many of the plans of this summit and others will remain just that, plans on paper. Furthermore, we support the call for intensive investment in small rural-based agriculture, strong support for women farmers, and the restoration of livelihood of rural communities. Underinvestment is rooted in the economic policy measures which unfortunately encouraged developing countries to reduce or eliminate agricultural services extended to farmers, such as credit extension and infrastructure support. This resulted in substantial decline in agricultural production. Excellencies, this gathering dare not fail. It must create conditions for eliminating hunger and food insecurity. Consequently, only an agreement on a set of practical measures that must address in a concise and comprehensive manner the challenge of food insecurity and poverty eradication will meet the expectations of the 1 billion starving people across the world. This is the essence of the urgent task facing this summit. And to equal this task, we need strong accountability, follow-up mechanisms, monitoring, evaluation, and matching funding to implement our decisions. The world cannot afford another summit in the face of increasing numbers of hungry people. Let this summit help end hunger. We are encouraged, however, by efforts to develop a coherent, integrated, inclusive, and participatory global governance system on food security. However, this should be anchored on the centrality of the United Nations in the multilateral system. Therefore, we welcome all efforts to reform UN institutions, including the Food and Agriculture Organization, to effectively respond to the global challenges of food insecurity amid plenty and wastage. Excellencies, in Africa, there is general consensus that agricultural reforms within the framework of Comprehensive African Agriculture Development Program remains an effective means to achieve, among other things, targeted investments in agricultural production, irrigation infrastructure, access to fertilizers and seeds, agro-processing and marketing development, including extension services, general human resources, and meaningful involvement of women. To achieve CAADP objectives, a strong partnership with the international community is required. In conclusion, Excellencies, my delegation wishes to express its utmost appreciation to all public, private, and multilateral institutions for relentless efforts to end global hunger. As I have mentioned, we are participating in this summit in the firm belief that it is different from its predecessors, different in that it will produce concrete actions to help eliminate the scourge of hunger. Let us remind ourselves that in any struggle, particularly the struggle against hunger, victory will always go to those with the clearest understanding of what the next step is. And I thank you for your attention.